This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams. For the third time in 2 months, the Federal Reserve has lowered short-term interest rates. After a meeting this morning, Fed policymakers issued a statement saying they were moving to lower the federal funds rate again by a quarter of a percentage point. They also lowered the less important discount rate by the same amount. They're taking the actions because of the, quote, unusual strains that remain in the financial markets. Joining us now is NPR's John Inste. Unusual strains, John, what does that mean?
Well, it's a problem that began after the Russian default and the near collapse of that big hedge fund, long-term capital management. What happened was investors were frightened. They fled to the safest place they could find, which was U.S. Treasury securities, and that caused a drying up of money available to corporations. Investors didn't want to buy corporate bonds. They didn't want to take on the debt of even very well-run and highly regarded companies. Now, the Fed surprise rate cut in October gave investors back some confidence, and things have pretty much gotten back to normal for highly regarded companies. They're able to get access to capital now, but there remain some strains in some parts of the market. Things are still difficult for smaller, less highly rated companies, and also for companies that are packaging up mortgages and selling them. So the Fed's cut today was aimed at taking care of those remaining problems.
I see. Now, for the people who are just buying the stocks on an everyday basis, they don't really see these strains. They're encouraged by these Federal Reserve Board interest rate cuts.
Well, yeah, there seems to be a difference between the way bond investors are looking at the risks and between the way stock investors view the risks of this global turmoil that we're in.